And right now we're going to the phones where we are joined by Dr. Richard Lamb. He is the president of Southern Evangelical Seminary, here to talk about a new study released from Pew Research that found that the more people know about different religions, the less they like evangelicals.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, not good.
Dr. Lamb, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, first off, tell us about Southern Evangelical Seminary.
Well, we are in Charlotte, North Carolina, and all of our programs, we offer bachelor's degrees, MDiv, MA. We have a MA in philosophy, an MA in apologetics. We have a DMin in apologetics, and we have a PhD in philosophy. All of our degrees are available online as well as in person, and we are a little bit unique in that we offer all of our courses streaming live. So they're online, sort of. I mean, you know, you can be in the class, professor can see you, you can see the professor in real time, and you're talking to each other, and you may be in Chicago, Illinois, and I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it's just like you're sitting across the table from me, and we can have up to 200 people in a class doing that at the same time. And we find that 80% of our online students are taking classes in real time. We offer our classes at night, so we have a lot of students who are bivocational, and our average student is about 35 years old, so we have people that are coming back to school, and we focus on apologetics, giving people honest answers, real answers to their honest questions, and providing them the equipment and the tools to go forth and defend the faith.
Now, after this new study from Pew Research, you're thinking on having how to be a likable Christian? Maybe we should all take a class on that, huh?
Well, and we emphasize, too, in every class, we emphasize that, look, we want to win the argument, but we don't want to just win the argument. We want to win the person to Jesus. And so we need to understand that our enemy is not the unbeliever we're talking to or the liberal we're talking to. Our enemy is the Prince of Darkness, who has blinded this person, and we want God to use us to help them to come to know the truth.
And in this study from Pew Research, it's called What Americans Know About Religion. It says that Americans with a high level of religious knowledge have a warmer view of Jews, Catholics, mainline Protestants, and Buddhists than they have of evangelical Christians. So my question is, and you kind of touch on this, why do they have such a low opinion of evangelicals? Is it because of our behavior or because of our beliefs or a combination of both?
Or is it purely a spiritual battle?
Well, I think it's all three. I think that there's no simple answer to that question. I think, first of all, we live in a culture that has been literally engulfed and submerged in moral relativism. When you're a moral relativist, the only thing that you can't tolerate is somebody who doesn't believe in moral relativism, somebody who believes that they're absolutes. Now, of course, we point out to them, when you say there's no such thing as an absolute, that's an absolute. So it's inconsistent. But the point is that I think Joe Biden actually had a slip of the tongue, a Freudian slip, when he said, we believe in truth, not facts. You know, people thought it was a gaffe. Well, it may have been, but I think subconsciously he was repeating a liberal mantra. Look, I have my truth, and my truth may not necessarily be your truth, but truth is relative. So we believe in our truth, and don't confuse me with facts. And so I think that we have to expect that if we believe that there are certain non-negotiables, certain things that are always true, that we're going to increasingly be challenged and are going to antagonize the culture to which we speak. I was in a conversation just yesterday with someone who said, well, look, when we're dealing with the LGBTQ community, the first thing we must do is let them know how much we love them and how much we care about them. And I said, I agree with that. But if you really love somebody, you're going to tell them the truth. And we're going to tell them that God does not condone their lifestyle, that their lifestyle is inconsistent with God's absolute morality. And most of the time, they're not going to like that. But, you know, when you're in a family, families tell you the truth. Even if the truth hurts, they tell you the truth because they love you. They care about you. And so I think that sometimes evangelicals come across as censorious, and we shouldn't. We need to remind ourselves that whenever we're talking to someone who's not a believer or who's mired in sin, there but for the grace of God go we. You know, Christianity is the only faith I know of where you got to admit you've done something wrong to get in. There's no room for pride in the Christian life. In fact, I have found in my more than 50 years of ministry that the most inerrant sign of being carnal as a Christian is being prideful. The closer we get to the Lord, the more humble we're going to be, because the more we're going to be aware of our own sin.
Tell us a little bit more about what they did in that study, and what was the purpose of the study?
Well, they were trying to find out what opinions were about different faiths. And as they interviewed them, I think my impression was they were a little surprised that evangelicals showed up so high on the agenda of unlikability. Another reason for that, by the way, is that we as evangelicals have a great commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel and to baptize and make disciples and to teach them all things whatsoever I've commanded you. Several years ago, I was at a seminar where I was on a panel where I was asked directly, do you have to believe in Jesus to be saved? And I said, yes. I said, I'm a Christian. I have no right or authority to have a view different than the view of Jesus. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Well, a man stood up in the back of the room, and he said, well, now, I'm a rabbi. And he said, I just don't understand that. And I said, well, I said, you know, Jesus was a Jew. Paul was a Jew. He said that there was no name under heaven. You know, we had Jesus was the way, and there was one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Peter was a Jew, and he said that there's no name under heaven by which men could be saved, said that of Christ. And then he said, well, okay, I understand you believe that, but do you have to say it? And I said, well, yes, I do. I said, you know, my faith has something in it called the Great Commission, and I'm commanded to go into the world and to share the gospel. If the price of respecting your faith is to deny my faith, the price is too high.
Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Richard Lamb. He is the president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. So, Dr. Lamb, you know, we know that Jesus said in his word, he said that the world hated me, they will hate you also. We know that there's, to some extent, there's going to be, just as part of the spiritual battle Jeff mentioned earlier, there's going to be some animosity there. So it seems to me there's a danger in us as Christians if our goal is to be liked. And you mentioned how we need to show others that we care about them on a personal level. Is that really the way we should take that, we focus more on let's show genuine love and care for others, whether that results in them liking us or having positive attitudes about us or not, that we focus on showing love for others?
Well, I think that's what we're commanded to do. We're commanded to go and to share and to love people. Look, every person I meet is someone that was so valuable to God that Jesus died for them. And that makes them a person of incalculable value. And I'll give you an example of that. We have a Bible study on Thursdays here in Charlotte that I attend, and there are all evangelical Christians except for one man who is Jewish. He's been coming for the last 4 or 5 months. And he said, you know, he's an older man. He's in his mid-70s. And he said, I have come to understand that the most loving, caring people that I've met in my life are evangelical Christians. He said, I just love them. And we talk about Jesus. We share our faith. And he understands that. He hears that. He interacts with that. But, you know, we love him as a person. And we're hoping and praying that he will become a believer. But we have befriended him. We haven't compromised our beliefs. But he knows that we care about him as a person and that we genuinely respect him and love him and want him to become a brother in Christ.
What are some practical ways that we can show love to others, and maybe some practical ways that we can share our faith in ways that maybe aren't, may have been guilty of being a little antagonistic and argumentative? Because it is easy. Sometimes people argue back with you and you get a little defensive. So how can we share our faith in ways that are engaging and that show a genuine concern for others?
Well, I think by practicing our faith, to love your neighbor as yourself. You know, it doesn't say love your Christian neighbor as yourself. It says love your neighbor as yourself. Treat other people the way you would want them to treat you. Be genuinely interested in them. Ask about their families. Do acts of kindness as you would want people to do acts of kindness to you. Be thoughtful. Be considerate. Be polite. You know, to me, you do this by practicing your faith. And as you do that, and also by living your faith, if you are befriending people and they get to the place where they trust you, they're going to share their troubles or their problems or their trials, and you can share with them how God has helped you to deal with these issues, if indeed you have allowed God to help you deal with these issues. I mean, you know, I don't want to get too personal here, but if a guy comes to you and he's having trouble in his marriage and he wants your advice, it's going to be a little different if you're already divorced than if you're not. And if you have a good marriage, we have to live our faith. As we live our faith, that living our faith and practicing our faith give us an authenticity that is sadly lacking in most of our culture. And people will gravitate toward it, especially if we're not judgmental. If we just, you know, look, I'll tell you what's worked for me. and why I believe it's worked.
And finally, Doctor, let's go to the other extreme. What would you say to Christians to be careful not to go too far and say, you know, accept the behavior and everything? Help us to understand what
not to do
with the other.
We have to avoid the two extremes of, you know, hellfire and damnation. You know, repent or you're going to hell. I mean, that's not going to work very well, I think, on most people. And the other extreme is to be so accepting and loving of people that you do not make the distinction between them and their lifestyle, for instance. I was asked recently what I would have done had my son come home and told me when he was in high school that he was attracted to the same sex, that he was gay. And I said, well, my response would be that he understood that what his mother and I believed, and that was contrary to God's will. And we certainly did not accept that lifestyle, but he was our son, and we loved him, and we would always love him. And he was certainly welcome to continue to be in our home, and we would love him and support him. But, of course, just as we would not allow him to have girlfriends of the opposite sex come to the house and be alone, we would not allow him to bring friends of the same sex to the house and be alone. And that would be true if he were an adult and he came to visit. He'd be always welcome to come and visit. But just as he would not be welcome to have a woman he was not married to stay in the bedroom with him, we would not condone him having a male friend stay with him, because that would be disrespectful of his parents and his parents' beliefs. I asked, would you go to your son's wedding if you were gay? I said, yes, I would. He's my son. I wouldn't do the wedding. I wouldn't perform the wedding as a minister. And my son would know that I certainly didn't condone his actions, but he's still my son. And I love him, and I want to act in ways where if he comes to the place where he's under conviction, that he would come to me for counsel and for comfort and for forgiveness.
We're talking with Dr. Richard Lamb from Southern Evangelical Seminary about latest research from Pew Research, What Americans Know About Religion. And Dr. Lamb, if folks want to find out more information about yourself, about Southern Evangelical Seminary, how can they do so?
They can go to ses.edu. SES.edu. And in addition to all of our great degree programs, and we teach everything from the viewpoint of an inerrant Bible, but we're cheap. it's $1,000 a course for a master's course, not per hour.
Yeah.
And we do that. We have people who give money to help for scholarships because we want to make our education available to anybody who wants to better equip themselves to serve the Lord Jesus.
Excellent. Hey, Dr. Lamb, thank you so much for being with us.
God bless you.